Maryland's early voting period starts today. For the next 8 days, early voting centers around the state will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Unregistered voters can register during early voting. To do so, you'll need to bring a document that proves where you live, such as a driver's license or paycheck or utility bill. Same-day registration is not available in Maryland on Election Day itself. In addition to the candidates on the ballot, folks who head to the polls today will weigh in on one statewide ballot measure. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that a yes vote on the so-called Question 1 would change what happens when the state attorney general or comptroller leaves office between normal election cycles.
The state attorney general and comptroller each serve 4-year terms. If the office holder resigns in year 2, the governor appoints a replacement. State Delegate David Moon, a Democrat from Montgomery County, says that means the governor can appoint anyone he wants of whatever party.
If we have a vacancy in either of those offices, the governor can choose the person or party that lost the last election.
That person can then serve up to a full 4-year term. Moon sponsored the bill that became Question 1 in the General Assembly to change that system.
So a vote against Question 1 preserves that status quo and means voters have no say in filling vacancies.
If it passes, Question 1 would require the governor's appointment to come from the original office holder's political party. A Democrat would have to replace a Democrat, and so on. The measure also puts the newly appointed replacement on the ballot in the next regularly scheduled election. A number of Republicans have said that the measure is a partisan maneuver designed to pull power from Republican Governor Larry Hogan. Moon says that argument doesn't make sense, since most governors in Maryland tend to be Democrats.
In all likelihood, what it's going to do is diminish the appointment power of every future Democratic governor and allow the voters to have a say.
I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.